Now time for a locker room chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick after a 26-0 win on the road against a pair of the Compton team and kind of a sloppy, gross, wet kind of game. We talked about this before went on air. This was just kind of a weird game.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Just like you said, you know, our goal each week is to be 1-0, and our kids accomplished that on Friday. But yeah, just like you said, it was a weird game. We got out to a fast start, which every week we want to do. We jumped over 26-0. We missed a couple extra points, two-point conversions that I wish we had, just a couple penalties, bonehead mistakes that we can control. And then that second half, that rain game, it kind of screwed us up on offense the second half. But overall, I thought we played well.
Yeah, and for the most part, pretty mistake-free, like you said, got to the 26-0 lead. That was all those points coming in the first half, and thanks to Carter Hike and his ability to run the ball really well. He had 25 carries for 214 yards and two scores. Your thoughts on the way Carter played?
Carter had another good game. You know, obviously behind our big guys up front, I feel like they're doing a good job paving the way. Coach Paramore and Coach Stevie did a great job. Great job on their defensive scheme. You know, it kind of made us run some new offensive schemes and some new plays. But I thought our kids handled it pretty well.
I'm here with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladson. Coach, this was, as we talked about, kind of just a gross sort of weather type of game. And what are some ways you could have prepared for this game differently if you could?
I would just say taking care of the football. You know, it's like I said before that we didn't practice a wet football before, and that's on our coaching staff, and not the players. So, but overall, I thought our kids flew around on the defense side and special teams, and we just got to fix the few moments on the offensive side of the football.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll have more with head coach Michael Gladsick in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick. And coach, the turnover battle was even, but overall, how do you feel like you guys did with your guys' mistakes?
As a defense, you know, Coach Mayberry and the defense strives to create turnovers and I thought we did just that. Against a very good Perry Compton offense. Offensively, we just have to take care of the football better. You know, obviously a wet football isn't the best situation, but we have to overcome that to be a better football team.
All right, we guys got Horton coming up this week as the district play starts, and this is a Horton team that, despite going 0-3, they've been competitive in their games so far. They lost by 10 last week. They lost by 20 in their second game against McLeod in their first game. They did get blown up by Jackson Heights. But your thoughts on what you know about Horton and their new head coach?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just like you said. Horton has been very competitive in the last two games. But it's just like I told our kids, it's a district game and our record 0-0. So we have to play, we have to play Nemaha Central Thunder football Friday night.
Coach, what are some things you're trying to do to make sure that instead of letting up like you did in the second half of this last game, to really put the pedal to the metal for all four quarters?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I try to strain the third quarter, start fast method on both offense and defense. So I think our kids can really work on that. Coming out of halftime, and hopefully we can shut people out again that third and fourth quarter.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday against Horton.
Thank you, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick after another win, this time on the road, a 26-0 win at Perry the Compton. They have now won 16 games in a row and defending their Class 2A state title from a year ago. Today's Locker Room Chat has been brought to you, as always, by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.